Who can erase the images of piles of burning cow carcasses in the UK? Diseases like foot and mouth could be intentionally introduced into U.S. farms. A new report funded by the U.S. Department of Agriculture went directly to the Office of Homeland Security. It concludes the nation's farms are vulnerable to bioterror. The terrorists could too easily introduce animal or crop diseases here. Donald Husnick, now retired from the USDA in Minnesota, was a member of the study group that made the conclusions. He says parts of the report about which disease agents terrorists might introduce are classified.
And I don't want to get into specifics on these, but some organisms could be fairly easily go out in the field, collect them, and smuggle them into the United States.
Husnick says the borders are by no means our only vulnerable points of entry. He cites a theft at a Michigan State veterinary science lab a week ago. The USDA is investigating who stole two vials of bacteria used to create a swine vaccine. Also taken in the theft, research notebooks and computer disks. One of the report's recommendations is to tighten security at research labs across the country. At UW-Madison, there are hundreds of such labs. A spokesperson there says this is not a trivial issue. After September 11 last year, the university did a security audit of its labs. Now, there is heightened security, especially at labs containing dangerous agents. Donald Husnick says the bioterror report urges a broad range of responses.
Everything ranging from intelligence gathering overseas to improving the border security to having in the United States a good surveillance and detection program to recognize or find organisms or pests before they become widely distributed.
Husnick says the intentional introduction of plant disease into U.S. crops would not likely result in human illness, but it could have economic effects. Corn or soybean or wheat crops could suffer widespread failure, and any disease would likely shut the door to exports. On the main stage of homeland security, we are urged to keep alert for unusual behavior of potential terrorists. Farmers, likewise.
I think the best thing that farmers can do is be alert to anything occurring in either their livestock or in their plant agriculture that's out of the ordinary.
Husnick says some of the most important intelligence can come from farmers in the new role of anti-terror agents. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.